You're listening to Smart Talk on WITF. I'm Scott Lamar. Pennsylvania continues to trail other states in meeting its goals for the Chesapeake Bay restoration. According to the Chesapeake Bay Foundation, the Chesapeake Clean Water Blueprint is a federal state plan established in 2010 to restore water quality in the region's rivers, streams, and Chesapeake Bay. It includes pollution limits allocated to each jurisdiction, specific plans to meet those limits with reasonable assurance of success, 2-year milestones for accountability, and a commitment from EPA that there would be consequences for failure. Now, that's a direct quote from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. The goal is to have programs and practices in place by 2025 that will result in a restored bay. Pennsylvania recently submitted a revised plan to meet its goals by 2025. But at last check, the state would only get to 75% of its targets and is underfunded by $300 million. Joining us is Harry Campbell, Science Policy and Advocacy Director in Pennsylvania for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Harry Campbell, welcome to the program. Why do you say that Pennsylvania is unlikely to meet the goals by 2025?
First of all, good morning, Scott, and good morning to everyone online. Pennsylvania remains significantly behind in meeting its commitments to the Chesapeake Bay and ultimately local water quality, simply because we have not, as a Commonwealth, provided the investment necessary to actually fund the boots on the ground that are working hard each and every day to improve local water quality, keeping soils and nutrients on the land instead of in the water. And the state itself, in the plan, as you identified, said that the plan that they came up with a few years ago had a $324 million annual shortfall in implementing that plan. And that's why we're so far behind.
So annual, you know, when we say a $300 million shortfall, and you're saying annually, I mean, is that deficit building up?
Yes, each and every day, the challenge gets harder, and the cost can grow. And so every day that we don't implement the practices on the ground and working with individual farmers and families and communities across the Susquehanna River Basin in designing and implementing the types of practices that, again, keep those soils on the land instead of in the water, is the job gets harder, not only to improve local rivers and streams right here in Pennsylvania, but ultimately the Chesapeake Bay as well.
So what has to be done to change that trajectory? I mean, when you're talking about those boots on the ground, things that have to be done on the ground, what has to change?
Well, we need leadership, commitment, and investment. And quite frankly, that last part, investment, has been the fundamental Achilles heel, if you will, to Pennsylvania's efforts, not only over the last several years, but for the last several decades. And right now, there are opportunities in front of Pennsylvania to change trajectory. First, a little bit of good news. Just a few days ago, the Wolf administration announced $17.4 million in clean water investments in Pennsylvania's Chesapeake Bay watershed, supporting local efforts to plan and implement these practices. Now, that's a far cry from what is needed. And right now in the legislature, there are pieces of legislation that would fundamentally, we believe, alter the trajectory towards clean water in the state of Pennsylvania. One being the Agricultural Conservation Assistance Program, a state-based cost share program that would help farmers design and implement the types of practices that keep those soils and nutrients on the land instead of in the water. It finds itself in legislation called the Clean Streams Fund, as well as a standalone bill being led by Senator Jean Yaw in our Pennsylvania Senate and Representative Hershey in our state representatives. It would actually fund $250 million towards Clean Streams initiatives in the state of Pennsylvania, utilizing the remaining unallocated American Rescue Plan monies from the federal government. But we also have an unprecedented opportunity to increase investment from the recently passed infrastructure, bipartisan infrastructure bill, and other potential federal investments that would help drive these local efforts on the ground, those boots on the ground working each and every day, if Pennsylvania's legislature decides to do so.
So what you're talking about when you say investment and this legislation is that Pennsylvania, bottom line is that more money is needed for it. Let's talk about some specifics. Pennsylvania is not meeting its nitrogen targets. Where does nitrogen come from? You know, figure I saw was that there was a 9.8 million pound gap of nitrogen going into the bay from Pennsylvania. Okay, so what can be done? Where's it coming from? And what can be done to stop that?
Well, primarily in Pennsylvania, it's coming from two places: runoff from our agricultural fields, as well as our urban and suburban development areas. These are two critical areas that we have lacked the investment in pollution reduction practices, particularly from our agricultural sector. Working with those family farmers, of which there are over 33,000 in the Chesapeake Bay watershed of Pennsylvania alone, the Susquehanna River Basin primarily, to design and implement those practices. That's the primary source of those nutrients getting into the water that are affecting our streams and ultimately the Chesapeake Bay. We also have wastewater treatment discharges, sewage treatment plants essentially, as well as septic systems. The good news is that Pennsylvania is doing a stellar job in terms of reducing the pollution associated with wastewater treatment plants. And that is the shining star of our efforts thus far. So right now, we need to really be focusing in on our agricultural friends and working with them to help design and implement those practices. And again, get that funding in place to help do that, as well as the urban suburban stormwater runoff and working with communities across the state.
We have an email here from a listener who says, the Pennsylvania Clean Streams Law prohibits any law requiring livestock to be fenced out of streams. And talk about, it also says that Pennsylvania is not willing to enforce pollution laws. So there's two different issues that this listener is bringing up. First of all, what about, when we're talking about nitrogen, I don't know how much, livestock getting into streams. Obviously, their waste getting into streams is a big issue, is part of one of the major parts of this issue. How big of an issue is that?
Yeah, in parts of the state, particularly Lancaster County, where cows outnumber people by a large number, it can be a potential big issue. Manure management as a general issue in South Central Pennsylvania, particularly Lancaster County, where we have so much animal-based agriculture, is a huge challenge. And the fact that our Clean Streams Law prohibits the creation of a law that requires farmers to keep cattle out of streams does create an additional challenge for sure. That doesn't mean that there are opportunities and farmers that are doing that voluntarily, or that there are state-based initiatives that actually help design and implement those practices on the ground to help get those fencing in place to keep those cattle out of the streams. It also makes economic sense in a lot of cases as well for those farmers, because those herds tend to be healthier as well. And so while removing that barrier would allow for a agency to create a law or propose creating a law, just by removing it, it doesn't solve the problem in and of itself. You still have to not only create the law, but then implement the law and work with farmers to actually get that fencing on the ground to get those cattle out of the streams.
Is Pennsylvania enforcing its pollution laws?
We've heard me say before that it takes a three-legged stool of success: outreach, education, technical and financial assistance in the design and implementation of these practices, and then compliance and enforcement. And historically, unfortunately, Pennsylvania has been fairly weak in two out of those three stools: the technical and financial assistance and the compliance and enforcement. And oftentimes that compliance and enforcement is predicated on two things. One, the availability of staff at the State Department of Environmental Protection to actually go out there, not only go out and visit these farms, but then follow through on the inspections with a notice of violations. And then two, it also requires political will. And the simple fact of the matter is that we haven't had the political will to actually fund the state efforts as it pertains to the compliance and enforcement for decades now. And so if we have a strong three-legged stool of success, outreach, education, why are we doing this, and why it's important to our economy and quality of life and well-being for all Pennsylvanians, the technical and financial assistance to help individual families, farmers, as well as communities design and implement these practices. And then for those who actually aren't willing or unable to do this work, then that stick driver sufficient enough to make this a success, that three-legged stool of success.
Harry, we only have less than 60 seconds. I want to thank you very much for being with us today. EPA has been sued to force Pennsylvania to comply. I mean, that happened in 2020. Where does that stand in less than 40 seconds?
Well, the litigants are in conversation right now. So I don't have any substantive updates as to how that is proceeding, but they are in continuous conversation as it pertains to the merits and details of that lawsuit.
Harry Campbell is Science Policy and Advocacy Director in Pennsylvania for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Harry, as always, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you, Scott. Have a wonderful day.